Falling Off Air. Written by Catherine Sampson. Read by Claire Willey.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The shouting starts at around 7 in the evening. A hot day, an oppressive dusk, and my neighbours the length of the street fling their windows wide open in the vain hope of admitting a breeze. The air smells singed. At first the voices are no more than a whisper. I have gone to the front of the house to put out the rubbish, and this being prime soap time, I assume the noise is scripted and broadcast. One of the voices is male, one female, but this early in the argument, restraint still keeps them low, if urgent, and I cannot tell one word from another, even if I wanted to. Within half an hour, shrieks of indignation and hoots of ridicule are bouncing off our terraced, slate-clad walls, then back onto the curlicued red-brick mansions opposite. The voices seem to be amplified in the still air, and accusation and counter-accusation flow in through the open windows, undistorted and devastating. By this point, I'm kneeling on the floor, wrestling the twins into their pajamas, but I am soon distracted by the yelling. I sit back on my heels to listen, letting go of Hannah, who crawls off cheerfully, believing herself for once victorious in the nightly struggle to go to bed naked. I'm tempted to go to the window to get a better sense of where the voices come from, but they have enough.